Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, spotlighting Wikipedia's most visited pages, giving you a peek into what the world is curious about today. With 482,580 views on Friday, January 31, 2025, our article of the day is Marianne Faithfull. Marianne Evelyn Gabriel Faithfull, December 29, 1946, January 30, 2025, was an English singer and actress. She achieved popularity in the 1960s with the release of her UK top 5 single As Tears Go By and became one of the leading female artists of the British invasion in the United States. Born in Hampstead, London, Faithfull began her career in 1964 after attending a party for the Rolling Stones, where she was discovered by Andrew Loog Oldham. Her 1965 debut studio album Marianne Faithfull, released simultaneously with her studio album Come My Way, was a huge success and was followed by further albums on Decca Records. From 1966 to 1970, she had a highly publicized romantic relationship with Mick Jagger. Her popularity was enhanced by roles in films, including I'll Never Forget What's His Name, 1967, The Girl on a Motorcycle, 1968, and Hamlet, 1969. But her popularity was overshadowed by personal problems in the 1970s, when she became anorexic, homeless, and addicted to heroin. During her 1960s musical career, Faithfull was noted for her distinctive melodic, high-register vocals. But, in the subsequent decade, her voice was altered by severe laryngitis and persistent drug abuse, which left her sounding permanently raspy, cracked, and lower in pitch. The new sound was praised as whiskey-soaked by some critics and was seen as having helped to capture the raw emotions expressed in her music. After a long absence, Faithfull made a musical comeback in 1979 with the release of a critically acclaimed seventh studio album, Broken English. The album was a commercial success and marked a resurgence of her musical career. Broken English earned Faithfull a nomination for a Grammy Award for Best Female Rock Vocal Performance and is regarded as her definitive recording. She followed this with a series of studio albums including Dangerous Acquaintances, 1981, A Child's Adventure, 1983, and Strange Weather, 1987. Faithfull wrote three books about her life: Faithfull, An Autobiography, 1994, Memories, Dreams and Reflections, 2007, and Marianne Faithfull, A Life on Record, 2014. Faithfull received the World Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2009 Women's World Awards, and in 2011 she was made a Commandeur of the Ordre des Arts et des Lettres by the Government of France. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2:36 UTC on Saturday, February 1, 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Marianne Faithfull. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Kimberly.